Booster chuckled and spread his hands.
Well, we all have to work with what we are.
Dorvin nodded. We do. But even with Lando's name attached to the tournament, the venture was nearly denied orbit. You're just lucky General Jaxton was invited.
What makes you think that was luck?
Booster bragged.
Besides, the entry fees were non-refundable. Trust me, Marat Jaxton wasn't the only one pulling strings at orbital control.
But we don't have your money yet,
Lyari observed, clearly as suspicious of Dorvin's arrival as Booster.
And you brought your own shuttle. If we have such a high profile, why are you looking for an invitation?
Because Lando Calrissian is too wealthy to involve himself in something untoward, and the errant venture has a reputation for running a clean game, Dorvin said. Whatever else may be going on here, I see every reason to believe that the tournament will be an honest one, and I have some very good uses for 50 million credits.
Assuming you win,
Booster reminded him. I always assume I will, Dorvin replied smoothly. Do you have a seat available or not?
I'll have Lyari check.
Booster nodded toward the comlink in the Ishi-Tib's sleeve pocket. Dorvin was such a valuable addition to his guest list that he would have made a seat available even if there hadn't been one. But when he went into something, he'd like to know all the angles, and something smelled wrong about Dorvin's claim. When Dorvin was one name, he would not have expected Han Solo to leave off the invite list. Booster was still pondering the problem when he felt the large red eyes of his Duros communications officer watching him. He glanced over and found her holding one finger on the mute button on her console and the other to the speaker bud in her recessed ear. When she noticed Booster watching her, she signed off and turned to face the command deck, then shot a frown in Dorvin's direction to indicate she needed to talk privately. Booster excused himself and stepped over to the communications station.
We have a problem.
The Duro shook her head.
Just a change of plans, she said. Our dirt side friends want us to start the tournament now.
Booster cocked a bushy gray brow. The tournament wasn't even scheduled to begin for another quarter hour. And just a few minutes earlier, Saba had instructed him to hold the start until the last stragglers were aboard.
Do they know Senator Treen is still running late?
The comm officer nodded.
I reminded them. They want us to start anyway.
Booster resisted the urge to tug at his beard, but could not quite keep himself from glancing back at Wynn Dorvin. Something important had clearly changed on the ground, and he could not help thinking that it had something to do with his unexpected rival. But who would send the Alliance Chief of Staff to sabotage a Star Destroyer, or even to spy on it? Something just wasn't adding up.
Booster, shall I acknowledge?
Booster nodded.
I think we better, Salia. These aren't the kind of friends we want steamed at us.
This last part he added loudly enough for Dorvin to hear, just in case the bureaucrat didn't already know who their real friends on the ground were.
Then tell Lando to start the tournament now, and have Aloa wire Senator Treen's entry fee back to her.
On it,
Salia confirmed.